Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location while supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting six crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus four biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-lickin' good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.
Hope you're having a good weekend. I'm Tony Bruschi. Here's another Week in Review segment, some of our best segments of this last week. Want to weigh in on the topic at hand? You can call 24/7 888-5KILLER, 888-554-5537. Let's go to this segment.
This is continuing coverage in the trial of Alex Murdaugh from True Crime Today.
It has been a dramatic morning so far in the trial of Alex Murdaugh, and we have the coverage for you right here. Initially, Alex Murdaugh's lawyer immediately asking him if he killed his family when he took the stand Thursday morning, saying, "No, I did not." This is that audio.
Thank you, Your Honor. The defendant, Richard Alexander Murdaugh, wishes to take the stand.
Watch your step.
Yes, ma'am.
You'll place your left hand on the Bible and raise your right. You swear or affirm that the testimony you give today will be the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you. You'll have a seat on the witness stand. Adjust that microphone. And if you don't mind stating your full name again and spelling your last name.
I'm Alex Murdaugh, M-U-R-D-A-U-G-H. Good morning.
Mr. Murdaugh, on June 7th, 2021, did you take this gun or any gun like it and shoot your son Paul in the chest in the feed room at your property off Moselle Road?
No, I did not.
Mr. Murdaugh, did you take this gun or any gun like it and blow your son's brains out on June 7th or any day or any time?
No, I did not.
Mr. Murdaugh, take a 300 blackout, such as this, and fire it into your wife Maggie's leg, torso, or any part of her body?
No, I did not.
Did you shoot a 300 blackout into her head, causing her death?
Mr. Griffin, I didn't shoot my wife or my son anytime.
Following that, Alex Murdaugh admitted to lying to investigators, not just once, but multiple times throughout the investigation. Take a listen.
Mr. Murdaugh, is that you? On the kennel video at 8:44 p.m. on June 7th, the night Maggie and Paul were murdered.
It is.
Were you, in fact, at the kennels at 8:44 p.m. on the night Maggie and Paul were murdered?
I was.
Did you lie to Sled Agent Owen and Deputy Laura Rutland on the night of June 7th and told them that you stayed at the house after dinner?
I did lie to them.
Did you lie to Agent Owen and Agent Croft on the follow-up interview on June 10th that the last time you saw Maggie and Paul was at dinner?
I did lie to them.
And in the interview of August 11th, did you tell Agent Owen and Agent Croft, did you lie to them by telling them that you were not down at the kennels on that night?
Yes.
Alex, why did you lie to Agent Owen Agent Croft and Deputy Rutland, about the last time you saw Maggie and Paul?
As my addiction evolved over time, I would get in these situations or circumstances where I would get paranoid thinking. It could be anything that triggered it. It might be a look somebody gave me. It might be a reaction somebody had to something I did. It might be a policeman following me in a car. That night, June 7th, after finding Mags and Paul, Papa, don't talk to anybody without Danny with you. All my partners were just repeatedly telling me that. I had a deputy sheriff taking gunshot tests from my hands. I'm sitting in a police car with David Owen asking me about my relationship with my wife and my son. And all those things coupled together after finding them, coupled with my distrust for SLED, caused me to have paranoid thoughts. Normally, when these paranoid thoughts would hit me, I could take a deep breath real quick and just think about it, reason my way through it, and just get past it really quickly. On June the 7th, I wasn't thinking clearly. I don't think I was capable of reason. And I lied about being down there. And I'm so sorry that I did. I'm sorry to my son Buster. I'm sorry to Grandma and Papa T. I'm sorry to both of our families. Most of all, I'm sorry to Mags and Pawpaw. I would never intentionally do anything to hurt either one of them. Ever. Ever.
Did you continue lying after that night? Did you not?
But once I lied, I continued to lie. Yes, sir.
Why?
You know, oh, what a tangled web we weave. But once I told the lie, and I told my family, I had to keep lying.
That's the latest that we have for you right here. There's more testimony to come. Press subscribe so you don't miss a minute of it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us.